welcome to A Healthier You. I am your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Vaughn, who's here today.
Yay!
And this morning, as we do every Saturday morning, we're going to talk about ways of helping you to be healthier. Good morning, Vaughn.
Good morning, David. Did you miss me last week?
Oh, terribly.
Oh, good.
I always miss you.
Well, I was on a walk to run, and it was so fun for the Now I Can Foundation with Miss Spanish Fork. And my grandsons and my daughter and my granddaughter and my son-in-law. It was really fun. We did a lot of good things.
That's a curious name, Walk to Run.
Walk to Run. Well, it's for the Now I Can Foundation. I don't know if anybody is familiar with it out there, but those people, those, well, children or adults that have cerebral palsy or, you know, have had strokes and are trying to come back. This is a great program, a great foundation to help you learn how to come back. I read about this organization, before it was an organization, about this family that took their daughter, who had cerebral palsy, to Poland for therapy. And the tremendous results they got from that. I read about this a few years ago in the newspaper. And showed it to my daughter. And lo and behold, they wanted to bring that therapy back to the U.S.
And that's a long ways to go over to Poland to get therapy.
I know, and they brought it back to the U.S. and located it right here in the Provo Orem area. I mean, how convenient is that?
Absolutely.
And the therapy they do there is just so amazing. So if any of you are interested in anything like that, check out the Now I Can Foundation. I think it's nowican.org on the computer, and go for it. It's really great. Anyway, what are we doing today?
Well, you know, I thought that I just want to get something off my chest here.
You are.
I just had a friend who was turning 90 this year.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a call. He just had a little mini stroke.
Oh.
And wanted to know, you know, what I would do for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got thinking about that. And we've had some good success, you know, with Dr. Christopher's B&B.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's called Ear and Nerve Formula. So, of course, I talked to him about that. But, you know, I got thinking more and more about the Mind Track formula. And one of the reasons I was thinking about that is that it has that ginkgo in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ginkgo increases the blood flow to the brain. It mm-hmm. gets all those nutrients up there. And it makes you feel more alert and focused and helps the body to repair. But the thing is, there's been some recent articles saying that ginkgo doesn't work. You know, and I hope people understand what's going on in the world today. You know, yet they're doing some studies in trying to show that herbs don't work. And so you can make a study come out the way you want it to, the way you set up the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come up with these studies, it's exactly that. They have set up parameters to make ginkgo fail. But the thing is that there's been over 400 scientific papers done on ginkgo showing its validity. This is over 47 years. They've had all these scientific papers published, not just someone do a paper, but they've been published. And it's very difficult to get a paper published in scientific journals.
Mm-hmm.
And ginkgo's had 400 of those. And then just recently there's been 50 controlled trials. It confirmed its ability to power up short-term memory, attention, and reaction time. And it's also known benefits for reducing confusion, absent-mindedness, tiredness, dizziness, and tinnitus. So it also helps with the harmful effects of stress on the brain. It's, you know, definitely up to its reputation. It's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing herb. And so don't believe everything you read. You know, even if it's published in JAMA, it doesn't really matter. Because those studies today are designed to make herbs fail. And you're going to find them all the time. Every time we come up with some really good information about herbs, someone's going to come up with something to counter that. That just happens. That's the way it is.
Well, just yesterday in the newspaper, there was, both newspapers we get, there was an article about ginger.
Right. And the ginger is one of the best herbs for controlling the nausea during
chemotherapy.
Well, of course. Chemotherapy makes you sick.
Well, I know, and we could have told them that.
Right.
They probably didn't have to spend millions of dollars if they just said, hey, herbalist, do you know an herb to help with nausea? We would have said, have you tried ginger?
Right. Because, you know, ginger has been around for a long time, and that's exactly what it's used for, is exactly. Counter nausea.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing what they waste money on. But anyway,
now
that they've done this study and showed that the ginger is totally useful, you watch down the road, someone's going to come up with one that says, nope, ginger never worked and has no value.
Yeah, you watch. And it'll be interesting to see how long it takes for that to happen.
And so one of the things you really have to do is just have to be able to read the news with a jaundiced eye, you know, and know that there's going to be a lot of garbage out there.
Exactly.
You know, and they talk about all the misinformation on, you know, the Internet. I'd say there's just as much, if not more, information on printed news.
Exactly.
And published papers in JAMA, you know. You just have to wade through it. There's some stuff that's really good. JAMA's got some really good things, and it's got some really poor things. And, you know, I take all these medical journals and stuff, you know, and you just have to really have to wade through them and see who sponsored it, who put up the money for the study. And you know whoever put up that money for the study is not going to put up money for a study that's going to show they're wrong.
Exactly.
You know, so be a little wary of some of this information that's coming out. One of the best places to be able to have that discerning eye is by understanding the principles of health and natural healing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you'll be able to discern.
And that's why the online school is so good. We're hitting so many people. We have 1,000.
We just topped 1,000 new students since January.
Since the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. Isn't that incredible? And it only took 5 months.
Right.
Oh, I'm so excited. Do you know how many people we are able
to... And they're still
coming
in every week.
Oh, they are. I mean, can I just tell you some of these people, some of the reactions we're getting to the online school?
That's a good idea. It's just not a matter of we're getting a lot of people coming into the school, but what they think of the school.
This
sure.
is so incredible. This one, this father writes and says, thanks for all that you do, that you and David do. I am truly learning every day. Let's see. I am truly learning more every day from my studies and getting more freedom as a result. He's feeling free about being able to take care of his family and not being so, you know, constricted with...
You know, I've always looked at this situation, you know, and they've always looked down their noses at people that go to health food stores, you know, thinking that they're misinformed, you know, and haven't got enough education. Well, the studies, they've done a number of studies to prove that, and guess what they found out?
Right.
It's just the opposite. That people that go to health food stores, to natural food stores...
Are smarter.
Absolutely. They find that there's a higher level of education, that they've gone to more school than people that don't on the general public, you know. And so, really, if you look at it that way, maybe it does take a little bit more education to break yourself free from medical clutches.
Maybe.
You know, and I think that probably the most misinformed people in the world are those that just totally rely on their doctor.
I think so.
They never study anything themselves. They just go to the doctor, and the doctor says this, and they go, okay, that's what I'll do. Okay, that's what I'll do. And they never question the doctor. And anyone that questions the doctor, doctors usually get really ticked. They don't like you questioning them.
Exactly.
You know, they're very authoritative. It's just like, do it.
Exactly.
You know, and if you say, well, what about this? Then they'll get really irritated with you and sometimes fire you. I mean, they fire patients.
Let me talk about a few more of these.
Sure.
This one says, honestly, I've loved everything about the online school. I devoured the reading material and seem to be able to remember what I learned, thankfully. I love the feeling of confidence I have now that I have learned how to deal with so many situations. I'm still a little anxious to actually try them out, but I know that they'll work just well, just with positive outcomes. I really like the video and audio files. I got so much out of hearing David and Fawn talk so openly, and it helped me to feel like I had friends who were truly interested in my success. I liked having the course 100% online. As a mother of 3 very young children with another one on the way, I really valued the flexibility an online course gave me. I found the School of Natural Healing website easy to navigate, and I had no problems technical-wise. I did have the opportunity to talk with someone at the school and an email or two to Ryan, and I appreciated their promptness and thankfulness in responding to my questions. I liked the questions on the exams. For the most part, they were challenging enough to make me think, but simple enough to give me confidence not to be intimidated by an exam, which I think is, you know, I hate to take tests or exams, but you have to do, you have to have that in the course so people know what they need to study more on, you know. I feel so blessed to have found this course. You and your school have truly been a heaven sent to me. Thank you. David and Fawn, thank you so much for keeping your father's legacy alive. I was led to finding out about herbs and Dr. Christopher in a very obvious way, and it was and has been nothing but an absolute blessing and joy to have this knowledge in my life. The knowledge you offer has been has filled a yearning that I've had to be able to take control of my own life and that of my family and friends. Now, isn't that amazing? People feel like there's more I need to do. I've got to, you know, take more control of what I can do in my life. And this school is really helping people to do that.
You know, my many years at BYU, not so much that I've got longer education. I mean, I didn't get a master's at BYU, but I did get my bachelor's, but it just took me a long time to get my bachelor's. But anyway, my many years at BYU getting my bachelor's, I was able to observe the teachers, and, you know, the teachers that I did not like were the ones that made things so confusing.
That's the truth.
You know, I love the teachers that took a very complicated subject and made them simple. But so many times in the educational field, you'll find people that will make things so complicated, thinking that they're going to be put up on a pedestal because they know everything and you don't.
Yeah.
You know, and what's the point of education if you don't help your students be smart or smarter than you? You know?
How many of your students have come back and taught you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, that's the whole point. That's what education is all about. And these teachers that are so afraid that someone's going to get better than them, they shouldn't be in the field at all, really. And so when I went out looking for teachers, that's one of the things that I insisted on, is that they make things simple for the students.
Exactly.
You know, teach them what they need to know, but make it simple for them. And our staff is absolutely wonderful that way.
We have great teachers. Can I read another one? This is so good. My parents are immigrants to the U.S. from Eastern Europe in the early 1920s, and I've always been big proponents of herbal healing. I remember quite a few herbal treatments from childhood, but I think my mother got caught up in the innovations of the cure-all with a pill philosophy of the 50s and beyond. I never got to learn beyond a few simple remedies all that she knew. I love this class so much that I had, this is really fun, that I had my triplet 10-year-olds, I homeschool, do the class along with me, and they loved it. She's got those in great big, you know, exclamation and capitalized letters. Not only that, but my one son, Spencer, gets sporadic nosebleeds and was so amazed by how fast the cayenne worked. We got some tinctures to have on hand for ease of use. And when he wiped out on the driveway a week or so later and sustained a gash on his knee that was bleeding profusely, he calmly walked into the house, took his cayenne, and then came to the garden to tell me he had gotten hurt. By that time, the bleeding had stopped, and all we had to do was clean and bandage. Pretty neat for a 10-year-old to do that, huh? Also, he, the same kid, had a miserable respiratory something that lingered on and finally developed a fever. We put him in a hot tub, gave him hot yarrow tea to drink, and voila, within an hour, his fever had been broken, and it was as if he had never been sick at all. I have to say, he absolutely hated the treatment, but it worked so well, even he was amazed. I'm saving my pennies to continue these classes. They are priceless. Thank you. I just think that is so neat. Isn't it neat when parents take these classes, and they can do it in their house, and their kids are doing it with them?
And it's enough information for them to be interested, and also simple enough for the kids to be interested.
Oh, absolutely. And the kids can apply it. The kids can apply it. This little 10-year-old applied what he was learning.
And, you know, probably one of the reasons he applied it is because of the way we teach at the School of Natural Healing.
Okay.
And we had one, I think we've had very few criticisms about the school from students, you know. One of them was this. Talk. This is what he said. Talk. Story. Experience. He says, that's all I'm getting here. He says, I want facts. You should teach facts in this school. And Dr. Christopher looked at him and said, you can get facts out of books. personal experiences, you got nowhere else.
Exactly.
And that's the whole reason people are able to apply these principles that we teach in the school, is because we give the experiences that go along with it. So we give a number of different experiences. Maybe they're about the same thing, but we give a number of different experiences. And you think about those experiences, and that's ingrained into your mind. And so down the road, when something happens, you go, what was that fact I was taught at the school of natural healing? I can't remember it. But you go, I remember this story.
Exactly.
And then that story then contains the fact, and then also probably the principle involved in the whole thing, and then all of a sudden you have the experience and you can draw from that, and then you apply it, and voila, you then have that good experience too. And then your experiences build up, and then you become very confident in natural healing.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's the confidence that helps you break away from the medical tyranny that's killing hundreds of thousands of people every year from their procedure. You know, Hippocrates taught, first, do no harm. And doesn't that bother doctors that they're the third leading cause of death in the United States?
You would think.
That you have coronary heart disease, you have diabetes, and then you have doctors. They're the third leading cause of death. Doesn't that bother them? And what really puts a burr under my saddle is here they've got that kind of track record, and they're always trying to throw herbalists in jail.
Yeah.
They're always trying to get rid of these natural healers. They're always trying to get the internet so they can control it, so that you don't have this other information, so that people don't have access to both sides.
Yeah, and proclaiming Cheerios as a drug.
Yeah.
They can proclaim so many things.
No matter what might be wrong with the internet, what is right with the internet is that you have a divergence of thought, and that people can then choose. But they don't want you to choose. They want only their thought on there. And they've gotten in there and they've convinced these websites that anytime someone's got something in there about, you know, something natural, they want to be able to comment on it too.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
Here's one more I need to read to you today. This is another student. It says, I love this. I just want to thank all of you at the School of Natural Healing. Many people around me are worried about the swine flu. However, I realize today that I'm not even mildly concerned about it. My family became vegan a couple of years ago, and since then we hardly ever get sick. In addition, I just finished the Family Herbalist course. I feel so prepared for this because of what I learned through this course, that if we do happen to get sick, I know what to do. I feel really confident about that. 6 months ago, I would have been worried. 2 years ago, I would have been totally freaking out. Now, I'm calm. I am so glad I found the School of Natural Healing. When I read about Dr. Christopher, I felt that I had found a kindred spirit. And what a neat experience this person is having with the school online.
See, they just barely started taking it, and all of a sudden they have confidence to take care of problems.
Exactly.
Instead of everybody going around like Chicken Little, you know, the sky is falling, swine flu's coming, you know, avian flu's coming.
Oh, I know, and it's been so prevalent in the newspaper and all over the media, you know, swine flu, but don't worry, everybody, we're making a vaccine for it. It's okay, we'll save you. And I'm going, oh, you, this is the biggest fiasco I've heard since... what, avian flu?
Yeah, and you know, really, and science still hasn't proven that viruses are spread from sick people to well people. They haven't proven that yet. Statistically or through scientific method, they have not proven that flu jumps from people that have it to well people.
Exactly.
Who gets the flu are people that have a lousy environment. You know, if you're clogged up with mucus, if you're eating nothing but junk food, you know, you are going to be more liable to the flu than someone that's not. You know, and even if somebody who is living all the correct principles comes down with the flu, their immune system is so well tuned that they fight it off and they're immune to it. And they'll never see that one again. And some people keep coming down with the same flu over and over and over because of the way they treat it.
Exactly.
And especially if you're trying to do it with vaccines, you know, which will prevent you from actually coming down with it, so your immune system never does have a chance to fight it, and so you don't become immune to it.
Well, you know, David, we have an opportunity to meet even more of these people. I am so excited about this opportunity coming up on August 1st, which is the Dr. Fishville Centennial Celebration.
That's right.
You know, this is going to be such a big event. You know, one reason we're doing the Centennial Celebration is first because it celebrates 100 years of Dr. Christopher. That's true. It would be his 100th birthday this year. But the other reason...
If he would have stayed with us.
If he was still living. But the other reason we're really having the celebration is because, you know, every year, and this has been going on for years, every year after our June seminar, which is actually going to be in August this year, but every year after we have our Master Herbalist Seminar, we have so many students, well, at least I do, I have so many students come up to me afterwards and say, this was so fun. I loved being with like-minded people. When can we have a reunion? We got to have a reunion. We have to have a reunion. Please, please help us have a reunion. And I'm saying, you know, and this has been going on for 10 years. These people want a reunion. And I'm thinking, well, go ahead and set up a reunion. You take charge.
So we did.
But we've decided to take charge ourselves, and we are setting up a reunion, and it is the centennial celebration.
It'll be a combination centennial celebration and reunion.
And reunion. All of you students that are listening to this, and that may be listening throughout this next week or however you're going to get this information, you need to come to this celebration. You're the ones that begged for a reunion. And we heard you, and we set up a reunion for you. So now you need to come and mingle with those that you've had in your classes. Find out what they're doing. Reacquaint yourself with your old friends and come out and learn some more. We have got some great lectures going on.
Right. You know, a Centennial Celebration, we're not just going to pop a cork and have fun. Centennial Celebration would be what Dr. Christopher exactly wanted us to do, and that would be to teach people.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're going
to
do.
Now, listen, to learn more about the Centennial Celebration, all you have to do, this is really easy because I did it this morning, so I know how easy it is, and I am not computer savvy. But you go on to ChristopherWebsites.com, and at the very top of that page, the first link you see is Dr. Christopher Centennial Celebration, right there. I mean, it is
picture of him on the link.
Yeah, it is so easy to see it. You click on there, and it pulls up the first page of the Centennial Celebration. You see the date, where it's going to be held. It's going to be held in Salt Lake City. We're so excited. I can't wait. It talks about the lectures, the workshops, the dinner. Let me just tell you a little bit about this. From 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we're going to have lectures. Or workshops, I should say. Let's talk about some of those workshops, David. Like, for instance, what are you going to lecture on?
Surviving pandemics.
That's so ready.
That's my workshop. Yeah.
You know, that is so good for what's happening in today's world. Surviving pandemics.
Oh,
and any
right.
of you that think a neighbor or relative or somebody is going overboard on this pandemic thing, you better bring them to this lecture. Because they will really be set straight on what to do with a pandemic.
Right, and this will be all the things to prepare for, you know, how to get yourself prepared for when a pandemic comes. Because, you know, as much as we try to do just be healthy, when a pandemic comes and everybody's coming down with this, you're more likely to be affected also.
Uh-huh.
And so...
But there's things that can be done.
Oh, absolutely.
And David's going to talk about those. James Duke is going to be speaking on Eastern aromatic herbs.
Eastern aromatic herbs, yes.
Spices as medicine or food pharmacy.
Now let's talk a little bit about James Duke. This is a rare opportunity that people have to hear from one of the treasures that we have here in the United States, herbal treasure. Do you know that James Duke was employed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a botanist for his career? And he was sent all over the world discovering new plants, you know, and then finding what they did and finding their toxicity. And he just did all this research for U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they let him go ahead and keep that information and have it on his website. And he's got one of the best websites in the world.
It's amazing.
As far as the chemistry of herbs is concerned and the constituents. You know, he's the one that teaches our pharmacognosy course at the School of Natural Healing. And James Duke, you would be blessed to just be in his presence and learn from him. He is absolutely amazing and he's dedicated his whole life to this. And I don't know how much longer he's going to be around. I mean, you know.
I know, you really need to come.
He's getting into his 80th year, you know. So you need to come get his knowledge. Do you know, even though he went all over the world, you know, in his youth, in his old, his youth and old, in his older years, you know, his later years, he goes every year down to the Amazon.
He's amazing.
And learns more.
I know. He is amazing.
It reminds me of, you go into Ginger's Garden Cafe, you know. How am I talking about Ginger's when we're talking about James Duke? Anyway, you go into Ginger's Garden Cafe, and they have this wonderful bust
mm-hmm.
of an octogenarian, someone that's in his 80s. They call it the student. And it has this pose where he's, you know, thinking about what he's learning. And that's James Duke. He continues to learn, and he continues to pass that on. And I'll tell you, there's no better way to learn than from James Duke, because he does it in such a clever, wonderful manner. You know, and he even sings to his students.
He does.
Gets out his guitar.
He requires that we have a guitar there for
that's
him.
Right.
He does.
And so he sings to his students, and it's and not the whole time, of course.
No.
You know, but he has wonderful lectures. He gives you pertinent information, and he explains, you know, the whole process of pharmacognosy, and he's just wonderful. So you don't want to miss James Duke. And you know what? These workshops that we're offering were only available, you know, these teachers were only available to our graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to live like 2-3 years of school before you could
even.
And here, you don't have to have any school. You can come to our centennial and hear from these masters in herbology.
Well, at this workshop, it is fantastic.
And the cost of the workshop, I mean, I would pay that just to see James Duke.
Well, we'll get into that. Let's mm-hmm. go through some more of these sure. workshop presenters. There's Sandy Ellis.
Okay. Sandy Ellis. Hang on. Sandy Ellis is someone that I would pay $100 just to see her. She is absolutely fantastic.
She's going to be talking on herbal protocol for broken bones. Ahmed Warfa is going to be talking about herbs of Africa, which I think is going to be fascinating. Helen is from Ireland, the Irish School of Natural Healing, is going to be talking on herbs and diagnosis for horses.
Do you know people will pay thousands of dollars to fly Helen over here to the United States to treat their horse?
Absolutely.
You know, and you may say, well, I don't have horses, but it doesn't matter.
Do you have a cat?
She has the information that he has is absolutely amazing.
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, there's so many presenters, and these workshops are going to go on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then you'll have about, you know, a little bit of a break, and at 6 o'clock we're going to have the memorial dinner. So, I mean, this dinner is going to be so good. And what's nice about this, if you go on to the Centennial Celebration front page, you can click on the memorial dinner, and you'll see the whole full menu right there of what we're going to be eating at dinner. It is so yummy. We went on about a tasting. They gave us a tasting table. And I tell you, I did not want to stop eating. It was so good. And you're going to be amazed. But you can click right there and print out the menu page. I mean, we're going to have vegetable spring rolls, beautiful salads. Oh, the green papaya Thai salad was so incredible. You're going to love that. The portobello mushrooms with mashed potatoes. Oh, they're so good. So many great things. Stuffed sweet bell peppers, fingerling potatoes. It's going to be really good. You need to check out the menu.
You know, part of being a chef is being able to figure out problems. And, you know, these chefs are absolutely amazing. You know, they're like, well, I haven't done very many vegetarian things. And so they start putting their hand to it, and they see that this comes up, and this problem comes up, and this makes this too mushy, and they do this, you know, and they adjust. And then he's come up with some things I don't think you find in any natural food cookbooks anywhere. He's been able to make things the way they need to be presented.
We gave him a challenge, and not only did he rise to the challenge with wonderful tasting food, but the way he presents it is absolutely so eye-appealing. It's beautifully presented. You need to come.
And, of course, here he has gourmet food with no dairy products.
Exactly.
No dairy products. And he's going, you can't use dairy. You're vegetarians. You can't use dairy. And we're going, what are you, vegan? You know, we're going, no, not exactly, but we just don't do
we
dairy.
Said no dairy, no white flour, no white sugar, no all the parameters.
He's like, you're taking away all my tools.
I know.
But he's been able to do gourmet food without those things that are injurious to your health. And it's amazing how wonderful it tastes. And it's not just the taste of gourmet food. It's the texture. It's the way it feels in your mouth.
Exactly.
There's so many things involved, and he's been able to capture all of that. And you're going to be able to experience that August 1st.
And then, continuing on this page for the centennial, if you go down further, you can see that we'll have evening lectures from 7:30 to 9. David will be speaking, Dr. Duke, Sandy Ellis, and Dr. Ahmed Warfa will again speak. And then, we've done a lot of research on this for you. Sherry, who works with us, has really been instrumental in helping put this together, and she has contacted the Plaza Hotel in Salt Lake City, which is 1.5 blocks from the Joseph Smith Memorial Building, which where we're having the centennial.
Which puts you right next to the temple grounds.
Yeah. Anyway, right there, she has contacted them. They have special rates set aside for our group. I mean, if you want to come to this and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, it's too much work. I don't know what kind of hotel to get. Hey, we've done it for you. The work's already been done. All you have to do is call them and make a reservation. It's that easy. Special rates for one or two persons per room, it's $77 per night. If there's three or four people per room, it's $87 per night. That's unheard of prices for downtown Salt Lake. The phone number is right there on the site with the hotel reservation information. But these prices are only good until July 1st. So if you are going to come, which you better come because we're putting on this reunion for you, then you need to hurry and call and make a reservation or you're going to be out of luck. I mean, it's almost June. We're in the middle of May. You have a month and a half left to get your act together here and call and make a reservation. If you're driving, the parking fee is $5 per day. If you need a rollaway bed, it's $10 per day. I mean, we've really done the research here. Reservations are guaranteed with a credit card. Let's see. There's a free shuttle with the Plaza from the hotel. Yay! You know, you don't even have to worry about renting a car. And once you get downtown, there's the what is that called? The little bus.
Trolley.
Why can't I think of that?
They used to be called trolleys.
Anyway.
Now they're...
And they're free downtown within the four block radius or whatever it is. They're mm-hmm. free downtown. You can jump on and off the little buses.
They call it tracks.
Yeah, that's it, the tracks. So we have really done research, and we're ready to have you. We want to host you at this centennial / reunion. And really, it is a reunion for you. You have asked for a reunion. We bit the bullet, and we said, okay, let's give them a reunion along with a centennial. So now you guys need to come.
And let me further remind us that this isn't just for students. This is for the general public.
You
can come and get the same teachers that it took these other students to wait 3 years for.
You won't get all of their information like the students.
Well, of course
get,
not. Yeah.
But you'll get a sampling of what they teach, and it may inspire you to want to be a student in our school.
And, you know, just to allay any fears of some people that are coming from out of town, you know, it's being held at the Joseph Smith Building. We had one person say, oh, because at the Joseph Smith Building, I'm not coming.
Oh, really? Somebody said that?
Yeah.
You're kidding! Well, the reason
it was like, hey, you don't have to be baptized to walk in that building. It's a building.
You know, no, really, this is the most beautiful building. It is so historic. It used to be called the Hotel Utah.
Yes.
And it is so historic, and our lectures, our centennial reunion is going to be on the 9th floor of this building, so you can have a beautiful view of the city.
So it's a former Grand Hotel. I mean, the marble, and I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. One of the most beautiful hotels in the nation.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Come and be part of this historic thing.
But they've turned it all into meeting rooms and reception
and
rooms
and restaurants
and stuff. And so, you know, it's not like you have to be a member of the church
to go into
the building.
Tourists go in there all the time because the architecture is beautiful. You need to go in and experience this building. It's really cool.
All types of organizations have meetings.
Oh, please. We're not going to convert anybody. We just want you to come and celebrate with us at this reunion. Hey, you know, we're at the bottom of the hour. Our phone number here is 224-1414. That's 224-1414. Well, we're waiting for you to call. I'm going to quickly go through some of these people that we like to talk about.
And well, why you would call is you'd want to ask us questions on any...
Of course.
Any
ask us about the centennial.
Aspect of health or the centennial, anything you want.
We'd love to talk about the centennial. Hey, you know, Chris Chapman is our favorite Nuka chiropractor, hands down. He is just so good. And he's so good with anybody, any age.
Little kids.
Tiny babies.
Babies, yeah.
Yeah, to 100-year-olds or older. I mean, he is so good. If you need a chiropractor, call Chris Chapman first. Find out what he can do for you.
It's so non-invasive.
Oh.
I don't like anybody jerking my neck or pushing
cracking
on
my bones.
This. Or
yeah.
It's non-invasive. It's wonderful, and it's effective.
His number is 801-655-1801. 801-655-1801. Of course, we want to remind you about the Cellar Sizer. If you go to ChristopherWebsites.com, like I said earlier, you'll also find a link to the Cellar Sizer. And you also find a link to Dr. Chris Chapman. So if you want more information on those two items, go to ChristopherWebsites.com.
Right. And as far as keeping you in alignment and stuff, you know, you want to keep all that cellular structure healthy and strong. And that's exactly what it does with a cellarizer, is you're exercising every cell of your body. That's why he calls it a cellarizer.
I know, and he says you only have to do it 10 minutes a day.
And you use simple principles like gravity.
Exactly.
To exercise every cell of your body.
Hey, if we have gravity on the earth, we might as well use it to help us.
Might
right?
as well.
Yeah,
right?
So go and check out those two places. And the free weekly newsletter. You know, I don't know why we don't have millions of people on this free weekly newsletter, simply because it's free. And they learn so much. You get an article, you get a recipe, you get more information about things that we're doing. I mean, it's free, and it doesn't take you long to read it.
We have over 6,000 subscribers, and, you know, some people's eyes bung out that, you know, and we haven't been going that long, so, and it's getting more and more all the time. But it's free. What can I say? It's free.
Talk it up to all your friends and have them subscribe, because it is so easy. And it comes out every Wednesday morning to write to your computer and says, to me, it says, hi, Fawn, how are you today? And goes right into the article.
That's funny. Mine says, hi, David.
Well, see, that's because you're you and I'm me. But anyway, the free weekly newsletter, you can sign up for that at ChristopherWebsites.com, too.
That's right.
We want to talk about Sarah Greer, because she is a great massage therapist. She has a studio right above Ginger's Garden Cafe and the Herb Shop. She's giving a special for $30 for those of us that have never had a massage before and want to experience it. She regularly charges $60, but if you've never been and you go into her and say, I heard about you on from a Healthier You, David and Fawn, she'll reduce that to $30. You can contact her by calling 801-735-9747. And that's what we need to do. And one more thing before we get to this phone call. I wanted to mention that you are having a wilderness herb class next week,
Thursday,
May 21st.
Part of the Centennial Lecture Series.
That starts at 7 o'clock. And as I've said before, the best way to do this is just come and have dinner at Ginger's Garden Cafe. Make it a night out, a date night. And then go up to the lecture that starts at 7. That is this Thursday, 188 South Main in Springville, Wilderness Herbs. And then next month on June 18th, which is also a Thursday, you're going to be doing an herb walk.
Right. And we'll set up a series of herb walks for all those people that want to be accommodated. But I don't take a lot of people out on an herb walk. I found out a long time ago that does not work.
Right. So call the school, 489-4254, and sign up for the herb walk.
And you'll be in a small group, so you'll be able to interact with me. And talk along the way as we're driving, and we find the places, and we look at the herbs. So it's almost like an herb drive.
Well, what do they need to bring? Wouldn't it be nice to bring a paper and pencil, notebook and pencil maybe, or pen?
If you want to remember what we're talking about.
Can they bring a camera?
Camera, take a picture of what we're looking at. Sure.
They might want to bring some walking-type shoes rather than, I don't know, whatever they feel comfortable in walking around.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you record on paper what number, you know, each plant is, you know, on your film or whatever.
Exactly. Okay, let's go to the
phone. Let's go and let's talk with Abby from American Fork. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, Vaughn. This is Abby. I have a bad cough, and at night I cough a lot of mucus and phlegm, and I've been going to the doctor, and they're just giving me cough medicine.
Hmm.
Is that something that I can do to help me?
It only happens at night?
Usually, it happens more at night. I cough a lot, and then Sometimes I cough so much it affects my asthma.
Oh, you have asthma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That helps us to be able to determine what we're going to do here. Okay. We'll go ahead and talk about that.
Thanks,
okay.
Eddie.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. You know, during the day we're active and the body's able to handle that mucus, but at night we lay down and it just kind of
settles.
Mm-hmm. And then you start coughing from that. And so the main thing we need to do is reduce the amount of mucus that's being made. Now, the body produces mucus as a protection for the tissue. And so a certain amount of mucus needs to be made. But generally what happens when we have an overproduction is that we're actually taking in foods that actually produce a different type of mucus. The mucus that your body creates for protection is thin and covers this exposed tissue. But this other mucus is very thick and actually damages the thin mucus, you know, so it's really counterproductive. And also the thin layer of mucus that the body creates for protection, macrophages can come out into that and grab whatever shouldn't be there and destroy it. If they try to come through the thickened mucus, they get destroyed. Mm-hmm. So you got the dead bodies of the macrophages, you know, and other parts of the immune system. So we definitely want to make sure that we get away from highly processed foods. And even if you go to a health food store, you're going to find highly processed foods, and you don't want those. You don't want highly processed foods. Now, what do we mean by highly processed? Pastries, breads, cold cereals, those types of things are highly processed and probably things you should stay away from.
Even though they taste good, you should.
Even though they taste good. And even though they're bought in a health food store, you want to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe health food stores, not the herb shop, of course, but I can't believe other health food stores sell soda pop.
I know.
I mean, and they call it health?
Soda pop is soda pop. Come on,
right.
You guys.
You know, you may alter a couple of things, but it's still soda pop and it's still damaging to your system. And so there is no such thing as health soda pop. Soda pop, it needs to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing it. And a lot of health food stores carry a lot of dairy products. You know, and dairy products are going to clog you up like you would not believe. And so if you're having a problem like this, you want to stay away from dairy. You want to stay away from highly processed foods.
White flour, white sugar.
Mm-hmm. And then you want to take the things that are going to help you. And a very specific thing for asthmatics is green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Green tea on a daily basis is good medicine for asthmatics. Also, Dr. Christopher's lung and bronchial formula will help clear that mucus out little by little. Okay? And that's what you want to do, clear it out. You don't want to suppress it and keep it in there. Cough medication isn't going to do it. If you do need something to suppress while you're trying to get something done, like listen to a broadcast or something,
or sleep,
they don't want you coughing, then yeah, something like the throat soothers from St. Clair's.
You know what else I like to do for that, though? Is I like to put some of the Sensei on the back of your teeth.
Yeah.
And have that trickle down your throat.
And that helps tremendously.
And then you can sleep, because you can't get over this if you're not sleeping.
Okay. So, you know, stay away from things that are damaging and then do the things that help you. And
it's springtime. Start cleansing your body and use the four basic cleansing routines and get some fruit in you and start thinning out the mucus.
Even if you go to something unnatural like Ricolas or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as natural as the things we have like St. Clair's, but, you know, those things will work. So,
yeah.
So soothe it, but remember you need to get that mucus out and stop producing it.
Yeah, no dairy whatsoever.
And with asthmatics, a lot of times emotions can produce that. So
yeah.
Keep your emotions in check. Let's talk with Angela from Phoenix. Good morning, Angela, you're on the air.
Good morning, David and Fawn. How are you?
Good.
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
I've got I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know exactly how to phrase it, but my husband, he's from India, and he's eaten strawberries like all his life. And after he came to the U.S., he ate them for a number of years. But in recent years, whenever he has a strawberry, he gets very bad cankerworts in his mouth. I was wondering what would cause that kind of allergic reaction and how we could go about cleaning those up so it doesn't happen.
Angela, I might be making a wrong assumption here, but just from moving from there to here, a lot of times people adopt our types of eating habits, and if he's eating our way, then things that he used to be able to handle, he's not going to be able to handle because he's getting all clogged up with our food.
Well, we mostly follow the mucusless diet.
Great.
Okay.
No dairy. It's like soy milk and almond milk, and we eat very seldom meat and no shrimp or anything of that sort.
Well, let me ask a question. When he moved here to the U.S., did he eat strawberries here before he started getting cankers?
Yeah, for quite a while. We could get like a whole big, you know, bushel of strawberries and go at it, but last week he had a waffle at a restaurant and they had strawberries on top of it, so we took them off. But, you know, a little bit of the strawberry, like a juice kind of left on the waffle.
Mm-hmm.
He has had the biggest canker sore on his lip all this week, and that's all that we can trace it back to.
Well, there's a couple of things we'll talk about, canker sores, how to get rid of those. But then the other thing I might think about is I wonder if there's any pesticides or anything left on the strawberries that would be contributing to this as well. You might want to really make sure you, if you get fresh strawberries, to really clean them well. Maybe there might be something on
there. Or maybe just buy organic strawberries.
Yeah. But we'll talk about canker sores to help them overcome those. Do those canker sores last for a long time?
I'm sorry?
Do they last for a long time?
Yes, like 7 to 10 days.
Okay, we'll talk about how to get over those canker sores.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay, bye.
Well, it looks like our online broadcast is working.
Yay, I love it.
Got a call from Phoenix, Arizona, so, yeah.
We love you, Angela. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk about canker sores and how to get rid of those because, you know, when people get those quite often, it's very frustrating and they're painful.
Right. First thing I'm looking at is raspberry leaf tea. Drinking lots of raspberry leaf tea. I remember an instance where Dr. Christopher had a gentleman that had that kind of reaction with walnuts. And he knew he wasn't allergic to walnuts because, you know, I mean, I'd send him into anaphylactic shock. But this particular person, walnuts tended to set off a cleansing reaction for him. And the therapy was eat more walnuts, you know, and just work your way through it. With this, I'm not sure what's going on here. As Fawn mentioned, it might be a reaction to the pesticides and things that they use. And so any time of the year, you can get frozen organic strawberries from health food stores. And you know, they come in little pound packages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not quite the same as fresh, but you know what? I like to eat them frozen.
I know they're cold and nice and soothing, aren't they?
Yeah. But that's one thing you could do there.
And
you might just try that. Just try a frozen organic one and see if that makes a difference. And if you still have a reaction, then we better talk about calming your immune system down.
And what about the CSR combination? I know they have that in the little...
That's something you can put on topically. Absolutely.
And also the aseptic might be good too. When I've had canker sores, I've, you know, applied the aseptic with a Q-tip, and that seems to help get rid of those pretty fast.
Or you can take a cotton ball and take part of it apart, you know, stretch it out, and then go ahead and soak that with aseptic, and then put that between the gum and the lips, wherever the problem is, as close as you can get, and it'll just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep it there all day long.
It'll sting at first, and because canker sores can be, anyway, but after the initial sting, it will really help to heal that. And swishing that around the mouth, even taking some aseptic internally might help. Because doesn't canker sores, the virus or whatever for that, is dormant in the spine area?
In the nerves.
In the nerves.
Yeah. So, yes, we would do that. Also, if, in fact, he's eaten strawberries all his life, and then now he's become allergic to them, that opens up another possibility. A lot of times we become allergic to things that we commonly eat because of the condition of our intestinal tract. Now, I'm not sure what he was doing before he met you, Angela, but if he was doing antibiotics and things, and if he wasn't used to antibiotics and then came over to the United States and started doing some antibiotics for, you know, seeing medical doctors and they gave him antibiotics, that wipes out the flora in your intestinal tract. And then with that empty space, the candida albicans, which is a flora you use to break down sugar and alcohol, well, that takes over the area.
And that can take a while to happen.
Yeah, and when that takes over the area, then you don't have the checks and balances, and so when it's all by itself, It actually changes its morphology, grows appendages, whips against the intestinal tract, and creates thousands of lesions. Now, the foods that you're eating, they get up into the bloodstream, and then the body's immune system attacks those proteins that are in those foods, and then you become allergic to the very food you're eating. And if that's the case, then we're most likely going to have to follow a procedure for candida albicans.
Right. And actually, you know, you can get that procedure. David takes national calls between 1 and 2, Monday through Thursday, and he can give you that procedure during that time.
Did we do a newsletter on that? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. But we need to go on to the next phone call. He's calling from Nashville.
Okay.
And we only have 5 minutes left.
All right. So, and if we can get back to it, we will. Richard from Nashville, good morning. You're on the air. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You called us before. Thanks for calling again.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm always hounding you for some sort of an herbal treat here and there.
Well, Richard, you need to come to the Centennial so we can see you in person.
I'm planning on it. I have not signed up for it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Good, good.
The question that I have for you today is, have you ever run across a correlation between diabetes and Alzheimer's disease? And the second part of my question is, what would be a good assortment of herbs to help heal the ravages of the disease, particularly in the mind and the mental processes? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks for your call, Richard.
All right, thank you.
I'm thinking about that, and I don't know of any particular instance, but as I think about what he said, you know, I really believe that Alzheimer's is autoimmune, that the body is breaking down its own cellular structure. And the connection there would be that juvenile onset diabetes is autoimmune. And so if two different aspects of the of cellular structure has been attacked by your own immune system, then, yeah, I think that's a possibility. You know, I don't know if it's widespread. I don't think so, but, you know, that's a possibility. And so in both cases, we want to deal with the immune calm formula.
Mm-hmm.
And on that last question, on asthma, okay, that's another thing I wanted to say and it didn't mention was the immune calm formula.
Exactly.
Calm that immune system down. And also, the call about the strawberries,
mm-hmm.
the immune calm formula. We want to do that immune calm formula right away to calm the immune system down so it's not reacting so violently against something that it shouldn't.
And the thing about this particular formula also is that you can take copious amounts of this.
Well, you should take copious amounts.
Otherwise, it's not going to work for you the way you want it to. And that doesn't mean 2 capsules 3 times a day.
That's like 5 capsules 5 times a day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you need to take it quite often to get that immune system
checked. And that'd be for 2 or 3 weeks. And then you can go back to regular amounts like 2 capsules 3 times a day. But right at first, we do these large amounts of this immune calm formula. And it works so well. We have had so many reports back of working with allergies and things. And I think
I think
that would really be good.
For all 3 of these calls.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. The immune calm formula. And then, excuse me, also... what was the question here?
Correlation between diabetes and Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And so definitely with the Alzheimer's, we'd want to make sure that we're getting our ginkgo.
Oh, yeah.
And getting the brain circulation up there and
the MindTrack would be great.
So MindTrack would be a wonderful formula for Alzheimer's.
And, of course, with diabetes, let's clean up the diet.
Both of them.
Alzheimer's,
I think, is definitely dietarily related. And, of course, the juvenile onset diabetes is dietarily related. And both of them, even if it's juvenile onset diabetes, we've talked a lot about adult onset diabetes being easy to get over. Even juvenile onset diabetes, you can ameliorate a lot of that with these procedures.
Mm-hmm.
With taking that immune calm formula and taking the herbs that will help rebuild that cellular structure, that the blueprints there in the body will rebuild those cells that make insulin. You know, so the Dr. Christopher Complete Tissue and Bone formula along with his pancreas formula. And then with the Alzheimer's, the Complete Tissue and Bone formula along with his MindTrack, with the MindTrack formula. Those things would help tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're almost out of time here. I think we have about a minute left. And I wanted to just mention, you know, Richard from Nashville is planning on coming to the Centennial Reunion. So,
you people locally have no excuse.
You have no excuse. Where are the rest of you? If you don't sign up soon, you're going to not be able to get a hotel room.
And it's also going to cost more after
July 1st. Yeah, it's going to cost more. So you need to, the prices are written right there. They're posted right there on the Centennial site. So please, sign up. Let us know that you're coming so we can get more excited. This is going to be so fun. Please come to the Christopher Centennial Reunion August 1st.
You know, Dr. Almond Warfa, who does our botany, he's going to be talking about African herbs. You know, he's from Africa, and he talks almost too good of English.
He does. You have to kind of tune your ears.
It is so correct that you have to tune your ears because we all kind of slop our own English up, you know. But he does it correctly. So you tune into that, and I would pay $100 just to see Dr. Almond Warfa.
Oh yeah.
I would pay $100 to see Sandra Ellis, and a lot of people have. She does lectures all the time,
mm-hmm.
And so you can have all of them for that price.
Exactly.
You can have all of them at that price. So, anyway, until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.